Doggy Boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to talk about this because this is unfolding. And we got to go to New York. Attorney General Letitia James has been hit with a shocking allegation by the Trump administration accusing her of mortgage fraud. Now, for those who are keeping track, Attorney General Letitia James is the one that brought the case against Trump in New York and prosecuted Trump. And I'll say this, a lot of people may say, okay, this is revenge. But if you go after somebody for something, you got to make sure your paperwork straight on the other side. And what happened was there were certain properties in Virginia that James allegedly claimed as her principal residence, and a property in New York she claimed as a 4-unit structure instead of a 5-unit structure, which she said could mean she was able to get a different favorable loan. She did that to get a favorable loan. But if nobody's above the law, like you said, then they at your head because it's looking crazy. It's looking crazy now. And, you know, Joe Biden left out of office and didn't give her no pardon. So, hey, they put her up there. She went and tried to do her thing. But now it seems like it's boomeranging back on her. We got some news on this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Not only of Donald Trump, but his family and all of those who worked for the Trump Organization. No one is above the law. And basically, we investigate all individuals. And no one is above the law. Regardless of who you are, regardless of your power, size, influence, wealth, or station in life. One set of laws. And today, we send a strong and loud message that no one is above the law.
My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
The Angle has obtained shocking allegations leveled by the Trump administration against New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Federal Housing Finance Agency has sent a criminal referral to the DOJ accusing James of mortgage fraud. But this is another thing that they have vowed to crack down on because it costs real money. Your reaction to these allegations?
Well, obviously, the irony is perfectly crushing. This is a person who prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. This seems pretty straightforward. What the administration is saying is this was not her principal residence. In fact, as a New York elected official, she had to say that her principal residence was in New York. This was an out-of-state residence. But also, they claim that in some of these forms, she actually states that her father is her husband in order to file as a married couple.
And people do this. You know, this is a huge issue in America. This kind of fraud is a huge issue. That's all I'm saying. And if you're going to go after somebody for this, you can't say you and your father married on some documents. You can't have no documents out there trying to gain leverage on properties and saying that you married to your daddy. Because, it's they own her. And I don't feel sorry for her. She jumped in that pot. It's okay. You jump. They whatever the agenda was, you jumped in it. And now they own your head because you done did it. You was doing it. Whatever you was claiming, nobody was above the law. You said nobody, Trump wasn't above the law. Now you ain't above the law either because you got some weird stuff on your paperwork that you was committing fraud to get a better loan advantage for some of your properties and claiming that some of your primary properties and you wasn't even there. And then you used they say she had a 5-unit. She claimed it as a 4-unit to get a better mortgage loan. And now all that sitting there and you trying to play with the big dogs, you should have. When you jump in there with the big dogs and you try to get the big dog, you got to be ready. And I know a lot of people posting about this. A lot of people they just trying to shun it off. They trying to, you know, play it off, trying to say it's revenge. But she wrote on the paper she was married to her daddy. Is that incest? What is that? No, it was something to where she can gain an advantage. And she committed fraud. It's right there. It's right there. This ain't no A. And if you do something to somebody and they out for revenge, don't have nothing like that on the paperwork. Lowen says, being married to your father is crazy. Rabbit hunting ain't fun. When the rabbit got the gun, Letitia. Hey, we going to see how this turn out. I'm going to try to keep everybody filled in on this because I sit back and watch a lot of stuff unfold. I don't even come on the air. I believe if you're talking about Trump all the time or the administration and mainstream media ideas all the time, and that's what you know, I don't do that. I think that people going crazy, they call it a syndrome now that people just can't stop thinking about Donald Trump all day. There's all this stuff going on out here. But what I'm saying is, this is probably one of the first situations I done brought up since the election. I mean, I hit it off and on, but now you see the hypocrisy going on, and a lot of people don't, y'all need to have that same energy for this Letitia James that y'all have for Donald J. Trump. She wrote down her daddy was the husband. That's crazy work. And she attorney general. She knew the laws. So if that's the case, then she got to go down. If that's the case, if that's what she's doing, I would love to hear somebody try to argue on her behalf. And you can't. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen this much delusion, you know, about America, you know, since Trump, when Trump came around. It's a lot of people don't care what Trump doing. This man did over 111 executive orders. Trying to keep his promises that he made, you know, and a lot of people, they are betting, they hoping to see America fail. We got an argument with Canada. Y'all want to go with Canada. We got an argument with China. Y'all want to be on China. What about us right here in America? It's certain news outlets I can't watch no more because it don't matter what goes on. They just rooting against American ideas right now. What they agendized. To me, they agendized. They bought it out. They don't care if it's good or bad. If a little boy get Secret Service, they don't care. They don't have no humanity about nothing. It ain't nothing that they trying to. They just against anything. It could be. It don't matter if it's positive. It don't matter if it's negative. Of course, if it's negative, but it doesn't matter. They just against Trump. Against what Trump doing. It don't matter if it's even helping them or not. They don't care. Trump can walk an old lady across the street.
Oh, he shouldn't have walked her across the street. Why he had the Secret Service do it? I don't know. I just ain't trying to get involved in that. Somebody say in the chat, Elon Musk is above the law. Hey. What about what's the people that's doing right here in the city of Milwaukee? Y'all ain't got the same energy for folks that's messing up y'all folks up in here in the city of Milwaukee. Y'all talking about all this stuff that's going on, but it's folks right here stealing money, and y'all ain't, that's what I say is the fake outrage. Y'all got real fake outrage to me. It's folks right here really harming your family members, misusing dollars, miseducating the kids. I don't see none of y'all. I'm out here doing all this work in the state of Wisconsin, up and down the state of Wisconsin, and I don't see none of y'all out here. And they and the local is a mess. The locals is what is what's harming you more than the federal. And you ain't said nothing. You standing there sniggling and giggling, overlooking that every other day is some type of misuse of funds and fraud, and people don't even the housing. What happened with the housing authority? What's going on with the housing authority? All these elders and veterans y'all say y'all care about, why y'all ain't standing out there for them? NPS is a mess. Why we ain't working to try to get a huge community energy toward these schools and get directly involved to change things around? We got people saying that they prevent violence and fattening their pockets, taking the money, millions of dollars to prevent violence. Millions of dollars. We only got 250,000, according to census, blacks that's in the city of Milwaukee. 250. We get more money coming in the city to help a north side with only 250,000 registered black folks, and we still got potholes. And we still can't tell where the money went. It's fake outrage. It's fake. It's fake. It's bodied out and it's agendized. It's all talk. It's hot breath. That's all it is. And I'm going to tell you right now. I understand. If y'all going to keep that same energy, keep that same energy. Keep the same energy with all the way through. I don't mind y'all being upset with Elon Musk or what y'all feel like Donald Trump is doing, but keep that same energy for something that's affecting you directly, you and your family and the elders in your community and the children in your community through education, through housing, lack of economics. Keep that same energy. I would love for y'all to keep that same energy because I can use it to make things better. I can't even use the energy, the outraged energy that y'all have to try to shape a better future because it's fake. Y'all don't show up to nothing. We just had a huge story about the elderly in the housing. People asking me, hey, Tory, can you give me an update? Well, I'm not working at City Hall. I don't got the updates. I can only go through what the lawyers is doing. And y'all know how long court take. Y'all know how long all of anything in court take a while. But y'all got common council members. Y'all ain't even asked them no questions about what's going on with the housing. They get the update. They got the paperwork in their computer. Hey, look, I got another story I want to tap into. When we come back, Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is what it is. it up. Dubs on the Cadillac, white tees, Nikes. Gangsters don't know how to act. Adamsville, Bankhead, College Park, Harbor Home. Hummus floating on chrome, choking on that own chrome. They got their southern cooking, they got them Dallas looking. Thinking I was easy, I can see it. That's when I say no.
One on one, seven the truth. Tory Lowe Show. April is Financial Literacy Month, and the truth has you covered on learning about how to best manage your finances. All April, jamming with Juice, Benjamin and Carrie Noni will speak with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Manager of U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch today. Hey, look, I want to talk about this. Somebody hit me up with this situation, and it's a couple situations. And I'll say this. I guess I'll stay up in the political space for a second. I usually, you know, it's a rare space because we got so much going on the ground, but there was something about this Aiden Alexander, who grew up in New Jersey, was doing voluntary service with Israel's military when he was taken hostage on October 7th, 2023. They're saying that Hamas has lost contact with the group holding American Israel hostage, Aiden Alexander. And they're saying he's being abused, tortured down there. He got caught up. We got an article on this. Let's listen.
Tonight, as Passover begins in Israel, Hamas has released a new video of Adan Alexander, the last living American hostage in Gaza, who pleads for his release. His family responding, saying, "When you sit down to mark Passover, remember that this is not a holiday of freedom as long as Adan and the other 58 hostages are not home." It's why another Israeli family is also skipping the holiday.
So this is us. It's in this house.
Right here.
As long as Nimrod, Romy's twin brother, remains hostage in the Gaza Strip. Passover marks the Jewish exodus from bondage. But thoughts of liberation are far from the mind of Nimrod's mother, Vicky.
It's too hard for us to celebrate and to gather all the family if Nimrod is not with us.
Her only holiday observance is the children's book that Vicky illustrated. It's a Haggadah, the Jewish text read on Passover Seder. In this special book, each hostage has a symbol.
And your son with the Rubik's Cube.
It's the Rubik, yeah.
And this is it, right?
Yeah. And this is the Rubik's that find with him when he was kidnapped.
Vicky knows Nimrod is still alive. A video released by Hamas shows a man whose face was blurred with Nimrod's tattoo. But like so many hostages' family members, Vicky wants the war to end.
The only thing that released them is to stop the war and sign a deal with Hamas.
Mm. So tonight, these families are all feasting outdoors.
Here in Tel Aviv's hostage...
I'll say this. When I see stories like this and we talk about the deportations of people, illegal migrants or whatever like that, then you got some going on with Hamas and the hostages that they have. That's why I say, like, you know, all this going back and forth, we got to start getting some resolutions going. I think, you know, when I see people, no matter what side they on, it seems like we forget about the human life that's involved in this. You know, people, human life, sometimes, you know, get lost in certain ideologies. And I'll say this, sometimes you got to take a pause and say, hey, look, we need more people that are resolution based. Even out here on the streets, like when I go to a situation, I hear all the sides and I try to make the best decision from what I heard. And I have that responsibility on a day to day basis. People come to me for help more than they come to any elected official out here or anywhere. You know, that's just the life I live. You know, this is what happens. But at the end of the day, I try to approach it with the mind state, okay, what's the best thing to do right here? How do we approach it? How do we get some type of outcome? And I think it's going to come a time where we're going to have to start really
looking at ourselves, looking at our neighbors, I'll say this. We're going to start saying, okay, is this really working? You know, you see something happening on the federal level. You see stuff going on overseas, and you can see that, and people can discuss it. But then, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing that folks, they need to get in a space where they're trying to resolve, be more resolve-based. A lot of y'all come in ready to crash out. Y'all come into the situation, or y'all come into the conversation, or, you know, y'all already, if it's my way or the highway and things like that, and y'all don't even have no results. That's why I say it's getting sad. It's getting sad no matter what side you on. It's getting sad because the people are getting lost in the shuffle. I'm not saying that people on both sides don't have a valid reason to feel the way they feel. But at the end of the day, we gotta get a common ground together to where we're saying, okay, well, what's the best way to move forward? As long as we divide it, nothing is gonna happen. The one thing I'll tell you right now, you running around and things is divided and y'all ain't talking, ain't nothing getting better. Ain't nothing gonna get better. That's why I don't come in. I come in with the ideal, okay, I heard. Sometimes I try to listen to what people say, but then they don't want to hear the right thing. They don't want to hear the right thing to do if it's not what they think, if it's not going to benefit what they think. I just laugh at it because, okay, well, I'm done. I'm gone because I already know I'm not going to stay here another 2 hours. I'm wasting my time. And somebody was asking me the other day, they said, Tory, when you get on the air and you talk to people, you know, some people you let talk and some people you get at them. I said, the people I let talk is coming from their perspective. And who am I to interfere with their perspective of their personal view of things? Fine. It's only when they get to talking out the side of their neck. Okay, I can't do that. That, you know, a lot of y'all, we got characters from Truth Nation that call in all the time. I just let them talk. But that's from their perspective. And I never went against, if a person is going to say their perspective or how they feel, that's how they feel and think. But when you try to impose that on somebody else or on me or try to come at me, I'm shutting it down because you don't know me. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're safe to say your perspective, but you're not safe to do anything outside of that. Period. So tell me how you feel from your view. That's why we have these on-air, open on-air conversations. But a lot of y'all got high blood pressure. You know, somebody hit me up and was like, oh, you voted for Trump. I said, so what? You voted for Kamala Harris. So what? What you gonna do? Now, if your family member got in trouble or something happened, you ain't gonna care what happened. You gonna want some results. And I'm gonna tell you, since January, trust me, a lot of folks that was talking that high breath, they had to circle around and call your boy Tory Lowe because they needed some assistance. And they didn't care what was going on with the elected. They didn't care who was in office. You know what? And I ain't say nothing. I hurried up, got a plan together, and got it done. Just like that. Because that's what we here for at the end of the day. And if you're looking at the federal and you got outrage, but it's going on in your own community, it's going on in your local government, and you up there shaking hands and sniggling and giggling and overlooking it, you trash to me. To me, that's trash. Because we're going to do something about it no matter who it is. Hey, look, when we come back to Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The king back. I know y'all miss a pimp, right?
Yeah,
but dig, there's been a lot of hate going on, okay? So let me holler at you something. What's up,
hey,
look at here, dog.
You might have seen me in the street, but shout it, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember you don't know. You save all the hating and the popping, pimping, you don't know me. Quit telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know me. Don't be a group and keep it moving, shout it, you don't know.
101, Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. All right, I think, I don't know if this is good news. I probably thought in my mind that they already had this cure, but they said in South Africa that they have positive trials that shows promising results in the HIV cure. Now, I'll tell you this. I thought that Magic Johnson had the cure. I thought Magic had it. You know, I don't know. But they said in South Africa, recent trials have shown promising results in the search for an HIV cure. Groundbreaking trial in Durban demonstrated that 20% of participants remained off antiviral therapy and were virally suppressed for 18 months. So I thought we had stuff here that would take, you know, undetected, get somebody that was taking HIV to undetected and they could still. I had a woman that called me that got HIV from her fiance, and I did her story because I guess he was, you know, doing things and that, and it went viral. Then she got on an AIDS campaign, and now she's living in Atlanta, but she said that she was taking medication to where her HIV or AIDS went down to undetected. But they're saying that in South Africa, they got promising trials of a cure for HIV. We got some video of this. They're talking about it. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
To this story now, groundbreaking HIV cure trial conducted at the University of KwaZulu-Natal demonstrated some promising results in achieving antiretroviral therapy-free virus control. Find out what that means in a moment. The HIV cure trial shows that 20% of trial participants remain off ART and are virally suppressed after 1.5 years. These results provide insights towards the development of future HIV cure approaches. Speak to Professor Tumbi Ndungu now, who led this particular study. Prof, thanks for coming on this afternoon. When did the study begin?
The study started about 2 years ago. I believe it was the preparation started in 2022.
And what makes this particular outcome promising towards HIV treatment?
Well, I think this is a promising study because it's the first time, at least here in Africa, where we are showing that a combination of early antiretroviral treatment with immunotherapy, followed by treatment interruption, can lead to ART-free control of HIV. So this offers some hope that we might be moving towards an HIV cure where people can live without antiretroviral therapy. As you know, at the moment, if somebody is living with HIV, they have to take antiretroviral therapy for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And that's a huge burden, both on the economic side, but also it's very difficult for people to take antiretroviral therapy every single day for the rest of their life. So what we are trying to do is to figure out an alternative to see whether people can control the virus without having to take antiretroviral therapy every single day.
All right. That's good news if that's what they're trying to do. I guess they're saying without taking the therapy, the antiviral therapy, this is working to where they can suppress it and you don't have to take all of that. So, hey, that's it. That's, I guess, for those that, you know, I have to deal with it or possibly in fear of dealing with it, this is good news. But Magic Johnson, when I was a kid, got HIV. And he's still alive.
and he's still going. You know, I mean, what did he have? Was he taking the antiviral therapy, or what? Did he get the real stuff? Did they slide him what was in the vault? I don't know. I just watch it all. And I really thought that it was, I really think that it's a lot of money going into finding a lot of cures. But then once you break down where the money actually going, a lot of it ain't really making it to the right space, DJ Brother Z. So hopefully we can get some, I'm going to try to keep everybody updated. If they come through, I thought Dr. Sabi said he cured AIDS and went to court for it and said that he was able to cure a lot of these diseases and went to court. They tried to take him to court to say he was making false statements, and he won. And he had witnesses that he was able to do it through herbs. So I don't know. The AIDS thing has always been a big scare. Even when I was coming up, somebody told me, yeah, if you don't wrap it up, you might be out of luck. You might get the HIV. And that's what they use. That was like the big scary thing. Like all of the other curable diseases, they say, okay, you can get that. It's a shot for it. You get some penicillin, you know. But then it was those ones that, they tried to scare you with, because, you know, they had the people come into the school and teach you, okay, reproductive side. And I was never against reproductive system teachings, you know. I was against what they was doing recently, talking about this extra stuff. And I ain't going to get into that because, you know, I'm hoping we can move past all of that extra stuff that was going on in the schools. But when I was coming up, you had it was reproduction, male reproduction, female reproduction. And if you put it together, you're going to get a baby. It was the reproductive system. And that's what it was there for. It was going to reproduce. So a lot of y'all turned the reproduction system into a party. Y'all partying with it. But they used to tell you in class, this was the reproductive system. And if you work with it, it's going to have a baby. Go half on a baby. You bring your half, I bring mine. But at the end of the day, if y'all, you know, somebody's suffering with the AIDS or with the HIV, share the story with them, you know. You know, maybe it's some hope for whatever that is. And I thought that they, you know, had something, but it is the treatment. So the treatment will keep them undetected as long as they're taking the treatment. Because I know people are getting into relationships now and they got AIDS, but, you know, I guess it's undetected so they can have a regular relationship. Matter of fact, the woman that, from Milwaukee that I had to deal with the situation, I think she went and got married. She moved to Atlanta, got married to a guy that didn't even have it. So they, you know, hey. Somebody said, call Liz. I'm sure she has a cure with the herbs for HIV. Stop playing. Why y'all playing? And if she do got the cure with the herbs, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, they say that Dr. Sabi had the herbs, you know, the natural remedies. But I'm going to tell you this. If you eating fast food and junk food and all of that and pizza and chicken wings and honey mustard with the honey mustard dip, it's going to be tough to switch up to do some of these strict herbal diets. I'll tell you that right now. I just came off Healthcare month last month, March, I didn't have no sugar. I had no sugar, no carbs, no bread, no starch, none of that. Went through the whole month doing self-care. The moment I was off, DJ Brother Z, the moment March was over with, I ate some chicken wings. I had to have it. You can cure anything with discipline and consistency. That's all I'm saying. DJ Brothers, do you think you can go on a strict herb diet?
Nope.
I guess I got to build up my mental. And you got to have friends around. See, I believe if I had all friends that was doing it, I think I would do it. My problem is I'm the only one around me that when I attempt it, and then they around there eating everything that I like, so I fall into the, you know, I might be strong for like at least 3-4 weeks. But then, give me some of that. You know, what you eat? DJ Brother Z walking in here with his food. Benjamin got his food. All my friends eating what they want to eat, and I'm sitting there trying to eat some leaves. Eat some leaves and drink something that I blended up. I don't know. I can hold on for a little bit, but I can't do it all day. Somebody said, I'm the only vegan in my house. Yeah. It's tough when you're trying to do a strict diet to correct your health. And a lot of y'all health, a lot of our health issues coming from the diet. It's coming from the food that we eating. So all you got to do is eat better ideas and some of the health issues will go away. You know, some of y'all got diabetes because y'all got the sugar because y'all been eating drinking the 32-ounce Big Gulps. Y'all go get the 32-ounce slush and y'all keep drinking it every day. Somebody said mental discipline 24 years strong. Oh, but Mark in the chat, the chemicals in the food is the problem. Right. They got chemicals in the food. And it's coming out about all the chemicals. And now, you know what's dangerous about information? This is what I'll tell y'all this. You know what's dangerous about information? Once they put the information out there that is chemicals in the food and they look up and you still buying it, that's dangerous because now they're saying, okay, well, now you know about it. And you still bought it. I don't think I ever told y'all about the story about when my auntie sent me to the store and the corner store knew my auntie and she told me to go to the store and get some cigarettes. And I was young, but they knew each other. So they knew I was coming. I don't even know if it's legal. They shouldn't even gave me the cigarettes now that I'm a grown up and I see how it worked. But back then, back in the day, I went to the gas station, went and got the cigarettes, and on the way back to grandma's house, I looked at the package, and it said, warning, may cause cancer on the cigarettes. So in my mind, I thought cancer was a bad thing, so when I got back to the house, I gave my auntie the cigarettes, and I was like, auntie, this say may cause cancer. Why are you smoking? She said, boy, give me them cigarettes.
Better get out of grown business.
Get out of my face. You know what I mean? So as growing up and seeing that people, if they tell you the truth and you still participate, that's dangerous. A lot of y'all telling folks to do the research, but you ain't made the adjustments to the research. It's one thing to know, but it's another thing to show. So a lot of y'all got a lot of knowledge. A lot of y'all got a lot of understanding. But when you don't apply it, it still means nothing. And I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people they'll tell you about all these things, but yet they can't put it into action. So that's dangerous if they're telling you what's going on and you don't make the adjustment. Because now you're just conforming with the knowledge. You still got the knowledge and you're conforming. That's dangerous. Steve, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Steve?
Hello. Quick thing. Great show. I'm a converted listener from Greenfield.
Blessings, brother.
You are, pardon me?
Blessings. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. You are dead on, brother. I'm converting from, I eat very little meat and animal byproducts. I can't stress it to you and your listeners enough, and what you read, what they put in factory farms, milk is just growth hormones. It's garbage. and the less we're reliant on animal protein and animal use, the better off. I'm converting from into vegetarian / pseudo vegan. I cannot tell you the pounds you lose, the energy you have, and the energy you make. Plus, it's for moral reasons. It's you're in a win-win situation, but we're so bombarded that we got to consume, and the stuff that we consume is so detrimental to the health for various things of animal welfare, environment, human being consumption, et cetera, that I can't stress that to you enough. The less meat, organic products you eat, you'll be far better off, and I'll just take my answers off the air. Thank you again.
Hey, that's true. Like, I'll tell you this. The last thing that I wanted to overcome in my life is my nutrition. You know, I was going in stages, you know. The last thing I tried to tackle was the nutrition, DJ Brother Z. Because I like me a what they call a cheeseburger, what they call them now, when they smash burger. It seemed like they just took the cheeseburger, now that they smashed it up, took one patty, split it in half, smashed it, and put it back on the burger. They call it the smash burger. So you know, they always find the ways to reinvent how you like food. But I'll tell you this, that's the toughest battle in my life, is to eat correctly. Because I spent my whole life eating incorrectly. And so when I get on the track, when I get on the right track, I got too many friends that ain't trying to get on the right track with me. So I might grab a Dorito. You know what I mean? I might walk in with a bag of Doritos. And you may not even be thinking about it. You may be just in your zone trying to get some work done. And they walk in with a bag of chips. Next thing you know, you went and grabbed. You ate you some. And now you're like, oh, man, I ain't supposed to eat that. And so now I have to self-correct every time. That's my last big battle with myself. I ain't going to even lie. That's the one thing I wish I had more discipline on. And that's the one thing I wish I had more people that was around me that was eating in a certain culture. Because let's say I'm fasting. Somebody come and say, hey, Tori, this girl missing, or this person was involved in a homicide. Well, when I leave and go around them, it takes hours and even days to resolve that. So I'm out there with them. They cooking. The food smelling good. I'm sitting there trying to like, dang, I'm trying to stay focused on what I'm there for. But then here they come with the plate, with the macaroni, with the chicken, with the yams. Hey, Tori, you want something to eat? I'll say no at first. But then 2-3 days go by and we still working. Hey, I'm gonna come up short. Keep me in prayers. Keep me in your prayers. That's all I'm gonna say. When we come back, Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tori Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Real. I turn shorty up, sipping on that 1942, I got my footy tuck. Oh, you got your footy tuck, I got footy up. All my Cardis, you can't see my eyes, cause I be pouring up. I've been around with Choppers A since, I'm glad you bought him up. R.I.P. my uncle, free my youngin'.
Truth Nation, who's looking for a deal? Well, Cousins has a better deal just for you. Cousins' new $10 meal deals are now available online only. Choose between 7.5-inch ham and provolone, turkey breast or veggie sub, a bag of chips or regular fry, a fountain drink, and a cookie. Cousins Subs. Go to CousinsSubs.com or get on the mobile app. $10 meal deal is now a better deal. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, look, DJ Brother Z, I'm going to tell you this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get ready because May, I'm going to try to go back at it again in May. Who going to do it with me, Truth Nation? We going no sugar, No starches, just trying to eat healthy, trying to, you know, I'm going to try to get the list. I'm going to come up with a list of things to eat. But I do this all the time, but after the month is over with, maybe we got to make it a long-term thing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we're getting up in the space where age starts to play a factor in health. And if you're not eating right, I used to wonder why, like, people be standing there talking. And then, you know, we eat all this processed food. We eat all these things our whole life. We don't fast. We don't try to detox. And then one day you get to talking and then your body jam up. You know, it just jams up with all of the cholesterol. And, you know, you never took time to really do maintenance on your body. The next thing you know, you start, you know, the bags start forming around your eyeballs. And next thing you know, you start feeling tired every time you eat. And so I was like, okay, well, what can we do? We got to get involved. We got to start doing walks in the summertime. We got to start getting outside, Truth Nation. I don't know. We might have to get a trainer, a part of Truth Nation, and do some stuff down at the lakefront, like some stretching or something. You know what I mean? Some jumping jacks or something this summer. Get everybody outside. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.